This is Focus
with Cassie McCullough
on ABC Radio Sydney.
Now, look, seriously, you are going to find parts of the conversation we're about to have just a little bit uncomfortable. Dr. Lottie Tajuri is with us, and he is Associate Professor in Molecular Biology and Genomics at Bond University's Health Science and Medical Faculty. He's also a member of the Dubai Future Council for Community Security and also the Dubai Police Scientist Council Committee. And he is with us from Queensland. Good morning, Lottie.
Good morning.
I've got to say, when I read about your research, I had my hands over my eyes and I was actually squealing in horror. It's shocking.
It is indeed. And, you know, this is a huge, huge problem. I think nobody really understands the scope of the issue. And you know why? Because I think we just take it for granted that we use, obviously, our phones. This is super, obviously, important to use them for many reasons. But we really, really do fail to understand that those mobile phones are platforms that really accommodate in a very best conditions lots of microbes. And you are absolutely right. Here we found, in our research here at Bond University, we found heaps amount of viruses, of bacteria, up to fungi and protozoa. So that is really a grand issue because, indeed, we touch our phones all the time. You know, there are many studies that say that we touch them like thousands of times a day. And basically, another problem with that is we also touch our face many times in an hour, like up to 20, 25 times, without us actually knowing about it. And what it means is very simple. You have here the perfect platform that accommodates all those germs, pathogens, you name them, and you touch them with your hands, your fingers, you touch your face, and guess what's happening? You got a mode of entry here of pathogens probably going to your self-inoculation. So that is something which is quite horrible. And yes, you can laugh, but the thing is, I am serious because it is really horrible. It's horrible because people as well use that in the toilet. And the percentage of people using that in toilets is high, very high. And when you know that you can easily contaminate your mobile phone with feces, and you don't need to have like gross loads of feces, but only little droplets of that going in there. And guess what's happening? You can wash your hands as many times as you want, which is the right thing to do. You can wash your hands as many times you want to do it. The problem is that when you're going to touch your mobile phone, you cross-contaminate yourself all over again. And what you contaminate yourself? With E. coli, with fecal bacteria. And, you know, we laugh, but that's problematic. Because imagine people, I give you a little anecdote, if you don't mind. A few weeks ago, I went to buy some sushi in a sushi trade, and I found someone actually having her break. And when she was doing her break, she had actually gloves on and using her mobile phone. And I can guarantee that this mobile phone has never, ever been washed before. So imagine what could happen to the sushi if that person was actually to touch the sushi after using her mobile phone, gloves on.
Oh, wow. Okay. I got a text message from Peter who says already, I've got my fingers in my ears and I want to say la, 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 la. This is difficult listening. Now, okay, so let's go back. What you said is on the phones, when you swabbed them, you found bacteria, viruses, parasites, and fungi on phones. Now, let's just step even further back. This became really personal for you when your wife was going to give birth to your daughter, who was in the breech position. She was around the other way and a cesarean was necessary. Take us back to being in that room when your wife was being prepared for a cesarean.
Look, it was obviously a very stressful situation. And of course, I was the side of my wife. So in that theater, I just simply noticed that there were some medical doctors and medical nurses, and some of them having their mobile phones, and they were using those mobile phones. And this is, you know, this is obviously extremely important to have communications in those healthcare settings. The thing is, and really, it's nothing to blame healthcare workers. They do a really magic work for everybody there. They are really, obviously, the first line of defense when we need them. And the thing, but the problem is, they really, at the time at least, they did not know that the mobile phones harbor all those germs. And it at this time, as a microbiologist, I said, there is something wrong here, because mobile phones are, I was thinking, mobile phones are platforms where you can switch on, switch off. There is a bit of a temperature control there. Then you got, as well, what's happening is you've got people talking over the phone. So it means that normally, you know, you shed some droplets when you talk over your phone, and that is what bugs really do like. They are going to thrive in that particular condition. And on top of that, I said, really, it all like come up to like a flash. I said, well, to myself, but on top of that, when people use their mobile phones elsewhere, they eat with their mobile phone. So what does it mean as well is that when they eat with their mobile phone, they actually drop there some, I don't know, like a piece of croissant or a little bit of jam or anything that will actually end up on the surface of the mobile phone will be actually nutrients for those microbes. And me teaching microbiology at Bond University, I was kind of really stressed further by what I saw. And of course, I did not want to talk about it at all, because my concern obviously was for the birth of my little girl. But that was exactly at that time that I say to myself, I really need to do something about it. And my way to contribute to the fight of using mobile phones in healthcare setting, and by the way, also in the community, because we need to decontaminate those mobile phones, my strategy was to take a scientific angle and to do all the publications that we do about it here.
Yeah, so that feeling of horror, as you saw, as your wife was about to have a cesarean, people in the hospital theatre, in the operating room, using phones with their gloved hands, but you couldn't say anything because you think, oh, I don't want to, you know, distract them or upset them or make them feel bad about me or my wife. So you kind of let it go.
But the great news is the people actually that undertook the cesarean did not have mobile phones. So that is the reason why I was actually quite comfy. But I was looking at other staffs around, and some actually were communicating with other departments. And frankly, I really don't want to be mean whatsoever for the healthcare system. It's really amazing. But I think we need to flag now, and this is what our research is trying to do, to provide awareness that those mobile phones are not like ties. So they are platforms where there is, as I say, temperature control, and we carry them everywhere, yes, so we contaminate them everywhere.
Yeah, and you're referring to what we learned about doctors wearing ties in hospitals, and they would, you know, change their shirt, change their jacket, change their shoes, but they'd be wearing the same tie every day in the hospitals, and it was realised they became great vectors of contamination. Look, we're talking here with Dr. Lottie Tajuri, Associate Professor in Molecular Biology and Genomics at Bond University, and he's really calling for a big change to the way we treat phones, and also the lack of awareness that we have around what we might be carrying with them. Okay, so you said about doing this study. Maybe actually I should say, if you want to join this conversation, please feel free. People are already doing that on our text line, 0467 922 702. But you might want to jump on the phone, 1300 222 702. I mean, maybe you've cleaned your phone and discovered things in there that you're horrified by, or maybe you feel a little bit like this person on the text line. Where is it now? Somebody saying, this is just paranoia. Remember the good old days when we used cash money And we used to get on public transport, let alone shake hands and even hug people and get their germs directly. That's from one person. That's from Julian on the Central Coast. Yeah, that I'm going to ask you about that in a moment, Lottie. 1-300-222-702. Maybe you've got a story to tell us. So you set out on this study and you got 165 health workers. What did you do?
So this was a survey that we undertook at the hospital there, and we carried that on different wards. Like, we had staff from the neonatal intensive care unit there. We had also staff from the pediatric intensive care unit, from the pediatric emergency department, and the general pediatric ward. And we went there, and basically we handed in a formula, like a particular survey, and they had to give us the responses. And by doing the analysis, we were really kind of not that surprised, because we know that in the community, for example, a lot of people use, as I said before, mobile phones in the bathroom. But having healthcare staff using that in the bathroom up to a point of 52% of them was, to my view, very alarming. And why? Again, this is the perfect platform for accommodation of those bugs. Secondly, the staff will obviously touch the mobile phone. Some of them, by the way, will touch it with gloves and some without gloves. And indeed, it will negate the world campaign of hand washing. So you can wash your hands as many times as you want. You touch your mobile phone, which is contaminated, you contaminate yourself all over again. And the problem is that in the healthcare settings, as you know, as everybody know, we have a concentration of immunocompromised individuals that obviously go to the hospital to seek for help. And those immunocompromised individuals have an immune system which is not really as a healthy individual. And it means they are going to be susceptible to any sorts of bugs that are around, or microbes that are around. And the problem is you end up also with this concentration of microbes that circulate around in those wards, because, in part, because of those mobile phones that are filthy, will contribute to what is called nosocomial diseases. And nosocomial diseases is a disease where if you're healthy yourself and you enter a hospital and you manage, unfortunately, to actually acquire a bug which is in there, you will then be probably sick yourself. So there are all those very important microbes that we found there, and some of them are multi-drug resistant. And that was actually another study that we did where we characterize what those bugs were on the mobile phones. And you can understand, having here fecal bacteria, we're having here particular viruses, and knowing as well that those microbes have high virulence, so virulence being a factor that would contribute in enhancing a pathology, plus genes that are associated with antibiotic resistance, it really raised a big flag in terms of looking at those surveys where people, for example, from the healthcare settings, use mobile phones in bathroom. And on top of that, we found a very interesting stat where actually 57% of them never ever washed their mobile phone. And the last point I might say, which was also quite interesting, and I'm really digging into that that third point here, is that, you know, when we ask them, do you think that mobile phones are actually contaminated with microbes? Well, actually, guess what? Probably 98% of them said that indeed they think that, yes, mobile phones are contaminated. So you can understand now that we know that we carry with us mobile phones that have, let's call them, enemies. And basically, we don't decontaminate them beside the fact that we know they are here. So I think there is a clear time right now to understand that mobile phones, those like very useful mobile phones for communication and information, you name it, well, they need simply to be decontaminated.
Yes.
They are very
this is the thing.
Contaminated.
This is the thing, that they have become so much part of our lives. In fact, you call them our third hand, that they're an extension of our brain. We carry all our information and we store information from our brain in it, like phone numbers that we don't remember anymore. And so they are actually becoming really an extension of our body and need to be cleansed like them. But you found that 52% of these hospital workers that you surveyed used their phones in the toilet. 57 of them said they'd never washed their mobile phones, and 98% acknowledged that they probably did pose a risk, and they knew that. Whew. 1300 222 702. Aaron is on the line. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi, I want to say that I have been washing my mobile phones for last 5, 6, 7 years.
Very good.
Just make it a habit. Wash it when you wash your hands. Wash it when you're in the kitchen and do your dishes or whatever. Most of the phones released in the last 5, 6, 7 years, they are all waterproof. Sony, oh. Samsung, Apple, et cetera, et cetera. You can just wash them with detergents.
Is that
and
right?
And you can take them to the beach.
Okay, don't try that at home. Aaron says now, it's true. I believe Aaron, but don't try it at home until you find out whether your model is waterproof. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so of course, go back to the website and just cross-check. But all you need to do is to cross-check on the website, manufacturer's website, and also use detergent, not soap.
Yeah, yep, okay. Thank you very much for that, Aaron. Aaron's way out in front on this. I wonder, I just wanted to see, Lottie Tajuri, if you want to answer a couple of questions that people have been sending on our text line. Here's one. Is this what's causing so much golden staph infections in hospital? That's from Jill. Do you know whether it is the phones has anything to do with golden staph, which we know is an issue in hospitals?
Oh yes, I tell you a little bit like the methodology that we did. First of all, we took mobile phones, we swabbed them, and then we cultured them in different agar plate petri dishes, and then we used petri dishes that were absolutely specific to the growth of Staphylococcus aureus, so the golden staph. And indeed, we found many, many examples where those staph were actually growing in those conditions. So my answer is yes, we found them quite heavily present on mobile phones. I tell you, like, for example, we did a study where we swapped 30 phones from the healthcare setting. 28 of them had actually Staphylococcus aureus.
Okay. All right. So the next obvious question, and somebody's also asked that one, what about COVID?
COVID, yes. We did a study, by the way, in Dubai with our colleagues over there, Dr. Abiola Senok, and also Dr. Rashid Harafli, which is from Dubai Police. We did a study in one of the hospitals there, and we did actually a very interesting. We wanted to make it like a very quick, simple, little size experiment. We use 5 phones, and that was actually quite good because we wanted to correlate that with the fact that we have 5 fingers. So we use 5 phones from a healthcare setting, and guess what? We found 1 phone with SARS-CoV-2 presence.
Okay, all right. So that is a minor but possible risk that you could be carrying them. And this is that issue that you pointed to, because they are warm because of the batteries, they often will create this perfect environment, plus all the food that we're giving them, as you mentioned, with our crumbs of croissants and jam. Okay, some more questions. And I think, let's say it, Thane, I think, wants to pretty much explain this. Thane, good morning.
Good morning, Cassie. It's probably more of a question. When my phone starts looking a bit grubby, I go to the first aid kit and pull out these little alcohol wipes, little tiny swab pads that are
yep,
sterile.
I know what you're talking about. Yep.
You use them to get all the sticky stuff off when you've removed a Band-Aid or whatever.
Yep.
And it tends to clean the phone really wonderfully, but could you ask the doctor, will it actually kill all the bugs?
Yeah, good one, Thane. I think, is it isopropyl? Is that what we're talking about here, Lottie?
Yes, I just would like to actually rebound in some of the comments there. I've been, by the way, at the time myself, trying to clean my phone with alcohol and all those ways. And you know what happened here is that I had a smartphone, and by ongoingly using, for example, hand sanitizer on it, I actually degraded my mobile phone, because you have a particular layer, especially with the modern smartphones. There is a particular layer which is like a oil repellent. It's called oleographic layer. And when you wipe it off too many times with hand sanitizer, for example, and I heard some people doing that as well, well, you're actually going to get rid of this particular layer, and you will lose all that touch screen experience that smartphones are all about. And what does it mean is that at one stage, your phone is not going to be able to respond to your finger when you are going to touch it. So you have to be very careful.
Okay,
this is the reason why you really need to go back to the manufacturer. That's for sure, the phone manufacturer. And my best way forward to in some way give you a solution there. There are two little ways. One is to use a clean felt cloth and in a very smooth manner clean up more or less the surface of your mobile phones with a little bit of isopropyl alcohol, as you mentioned. And the other way is to use UVC technology.
I want to get onto the UVC because you're very keen on this. But so isopropyl, now that's basically just rubbing alcohol in the old terminology, isn't it? Is that what it is?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, indeed. At 70%, meaning that you have to add a little bit of water instead of having 100% of that solution.
Uh-huh. And the difference between it and hand sanitizer, isn't hand sanitizer also alcohol?
Yes, indeed. And the problem, as I told you, if you use that in excess to your smartphone, I just really would like to warn your readers or auditors to probably think twice.
Yes, okay. So if you use any either hand sanitizer or isopropyl, you could remove that highly sensitive film that's on top of the phone that you use all the time. Okay. All right. So you think that actually UVC is the way to go in the long term for people in settings like hospitals and other ones that we can think of. Now, I have seen this being used within the ABC to sterilise some of the equipment used around microphones. So in recent times, that's been installed in parts of the ABC. Describe what UVC is.
Okay, so ultraviolet C is a particular wavelength of radiation emission. And you have to just probably step back. There are different types of UVs. There is UVA, UVB, and UVC. UVA is not going to be damaging to you. UVB slightly, so actually associated with a little bit of wrinkling. And UVC, you have to be very careful with it because it's genotoxic. So what does it mean? It actually is absorbed by the DNA and by the RNA, so the nucleic acid. So you have to be very careful in using UVC. And this is the reason why I would just stress that when you use UVC devices, make sure they are enclosed emission of the UVC inside the device and not outside. You really don't want to be exposed to the UVC. So if you have a device in which you can slit your mobile phones and it goes in and this device have absolutely all certifications for safety, it is definitely the way to go. And I'll tell you why. First of all, I really don't see everybody wiping their mobile phones all the time with a clean felt cloth, with a bit of solution, and doing that many times an hour or many times in a day. Well, you need to be, I think, practical. And back to the healthcare system, it is actually a good area where you could introduce those devices. And the reason is very simple. It is practical. The device that I talked in the video there is a device where you can actually zap those microbes in 10 to 20 seconds. So that becomes very practical because the healthcare worker will be able to decontaminate the mobile phone. Those stations will always be associated with next to it with hand sanitizer. So the person will also hand sanitize their own hands. And in 10, 20 seconds, you have no healthcare worker able to decontaminate her hands with the hand sanitizer and her mobile phone or his mobile phone with the UV sanitizer of phones. And that is very practical because you don't waste the time of those very essential workers.
Yes. Okay. So in the essential workers, hospitals, other places where contamination is a real risk and high consequence, then that's what we need to do. Now, you want to take this to the World Health Organization and the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in the US. You think that this is such an issue, protocols need to be enacted on an international level?
Look, I am absolutely 100% motivated to get that awareness there, just because, first of all, I took a scientific angle to the matter, and secondly, really, it is common sense that indeed, and you stated it, that actually mobile phones are our third hand. And you know, I'm going to quote a very important individual in the 19th century, Ignaz Semmelweis, who is a physician at the time, who actually was the godfather of hand washing. He was working in a hospital, and in that hospital, he actually found out that there were a lot of childbed fever, so postpartum infections of mothers that were giving birth to baby, and those babies were dying. And then he came up with this fantastic idea to actually ask all the doctors to actually get their hands in chlorinated lime solution. And what happened by doing that, he would actually decontaminate the hands, and that would actually drop the death of all those babies. Well, guess what? In the 21st century, right now, we have not only two hands, we have an extended hand, that's a third hand. And that third hand is heavily contaminated with all sorts of pathological bacteria and viruses and fungi and protozoa, which, by the way, is actually more than that, because we always think about, you know, human pathogens. We also found plant pathogens. We also found animal pathogens. And what does it mean is that not only it's a public health issue, but it is also a biosecurity issue, because if people, for example, travel all around the world in modern transport, they always obviously travel with their mobile phones. So they go from one area of the globe to the other area of the globe, and guess what's happening? You got here entry of billions of microbes coming from millions of passengers, and they have never been decontaminated. So the bottom line is, yes, the CDC and the World Health Organization need to understand that probably we have here a silent pandemic of people that cross-contaminate others, that self-inoculate themselves with particular pathogens. We don't know about it because we are getting sick and we think that this is bad luck. Mm-hmm. Well, probably actually we do it by ourselves.
That's absolutely extraordinary. Okay, I'm just going to ask you one really quick question, Lottie. Somebody says, somebody who is a nurse says that she puts her phone in a Ziploc plastic bag each day when she goes to work. Is that a simple and effective way, perhaps, of at least sort of mitigating some of the possibility?
The problem with this is, I mean, I understand exactly the strategy of that person. The problem is that the plastic becomes itself actually a contaminated platform as a plastic kind of, because we know that plastic actually harbor also multi-drug resistant antibiotics. But the great thing with what this individual is doing is that if she can clean the plastic often enough, decontaminated plastic, well then, yeah, indeed, that would work in some way.
Wow. Well, what a wake-up call. Dr. Lottie Tajuri, thank you so much for talking with us. We can see your video if we head to the Conversation website, and you'll see Lottie's Petri dishes lighting up in all kinds of different colours, and also what UV light reveals about the way contamination is passed so quickly from toilets to workspaces to kitchens to everything. It's horrifying. And as I said to you, Lottie, I had my hands over my eyes for half of it. Thank you so much for talking with us.